Many veterans who survived powerful explosions show symptoms of psychological injuries, such as mood swings, violent outbursts, difficulty to concentrate, or depression. As with people who died in transportation accidents or from drug overdoses, their brains show physical damage. But researchers at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine say close examination of the brains of veterans who died of other causes shows a pattern of swollen and broken nerve fibers concentrated in the frontal lobe.
And that's very important because this is the site, this is the center of the executive functions of the brain, functions that allow you to put your life together, organize, plan ahead, understand, abstract. And you can imagine that this can make your life difficult.
Professor Koliatsis, a pathologist and neurologist who led the study, says the specific honeycomb pattern of these damages and their concentration near blood vessels suggests that the force of a powerful explosion squeezes the blood in the soldier's chest and pushes it into the brain.
Because there's a pulse of overpressure wave that really happens like this, the brain also swells like this. And when the brain swells, it pushes against some of the fixed elements inside the skull.
Koliatso says if there is a neurological basis for these damages, doctors may start thinking of prescribing different medications to the veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress disorders, and military planners may be able to help the future survivors by improving the soldiers' chest protection. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.